Hi, Martin. Welcome to one of our podcast series. Thank you so much for coming and joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So we already know a little bit of history about your humble beginnings. Can you please tell us more about that, from your humble beginnings to where you are now as an internationally renowned artist?
Thank you for your kind words. I mean, back in the days, I was just a plumber, actually.
That's interesting.
And even if my first job was just a cleaning job, I was gathering garbage and all the stuff, and then I started working as a plumber. And I was living back in the New York City back then. And I always knew that I'm good at drawing and like doing some a little bit of art. And I found it as a good stress relief.
That's amazing.
So I used to go to the Central Park, I was drawing the statues, and that's how it started, actually. And I took it from there, you know? So I started painting, and slowly it just was growing step by step.
When do you actually, you know, realize that you have this passion for art, for drawing and painting?
I think back then, it was really good stress relief, because I was, you know, living in the big city as a young man, it was challenging.
Yes.
And that was my way, you know, to get through, you know, difficult times.
And obviously in the streets of New York, you'll see a lot of paintings out there too, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's full of art over there.
Yes.
So yeah, it was a really inspiring city. Yes.
Right. I want to step back and, you know, just understand your, I mean, you've mentioned that it was a stress relief for you. It was a stress reliever for you. We want to, let's talk about how it all started. You were at New York, right?
Yes.
And then you started seeing the beauty of the beautiful New York and the streets out there. What was the inspiration when you had that feeling of being able to express your emotions? How was it? How did it all get together?
Well, I think there's, everyone has something inside that they want to create something.
It's amazing.
So
yes.
I think that feeling was getting stronger and stronger, and I just wanted to express myself. And the more you do something, the better you get at it, and the more you like it, and the more you enjoy it. And I think that's how it started, you know. So
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So you have now, as we all know, that you are an internationally renowned artist and an icon when it comes to arts. How was it from the very beginning up until now? How was being able to sustain and living life with the arts?
Well, there's bigger challenge actually than creating an art, because I look around, and then I saw some artists, they're doing really well living off their artworks. So then I started actually studying them, how they do that.
Okay.
Like, do they do it on their own, or do they use the galleries, or how they present themselves online, offline? So you actually study all those cases, and then you learn and try and find your way, your unique way. So, and then I usually advise people to ask the right questions. So if you want to do something, first ask yourself what you want to do.
For sure, yeah.
And then ask yourself how you're going to do it. And then, for example, in the art, you have to learn how to develop your own technique, the marketing, the sales, all that stuff. So you have all those different points with the questions, and you're just trying to work them out. And that's how you get answers to pretty much everything.
Did you teach yourself by just looking, by researching on your own, or did you have any workshops that you have attended to?
No, actually, I'm self-taught.
You see, so it's God-given talent,
maybe,
Martin.
Could be. Probably there's something, yes.
Can you tell us about the journey of you know, teaching yourself? It was a self-taught
journey. Well, just doing, by doing. You know, they say that if you spend 10,000 hours on doing something, you just master it. I mean, I'm fine from being a master, but there's still room for being better, for improvement.
Yes.
But it's already good enough. But, you know, on the way, just you through doing more, I'm just trying to do better. And I'm not going to lie, sometimes I go to YouTube and look at how some other
or
artists...
Or Dr. Google.
Dr. Google. Sometimes I look up like how some other artists are painting, for example, the skin tones or something. Because I don't have, you know, academic education. So that's where I get my education from, like, you know, Dr. Google or YouTube.
It's amazing. I want to also ask you about, obviously you have your inspiration. Do you have your idol when it comes to art? Because we were talking about looking at inspiration online. Do you have a specific person that
Not
you
really.
Idolize?
I do admire a few artists.
It's amazing.
But for different reasons. But it's not that I'm like diehard fan of only one. Yeah. It's just like, you know, just getting inspired from many of them.
Yeah.
Either from what they're doing or how they do the operations or how they do the marketing. So there's like many sort of reasons where I'm getting inspired from.
Well, you see, that's what I like about your story and your humble beginnings, because it's always persistence is the key.
Yes.
If you work hard and you really want, you really know what you want to do and you have that path.
Yeah, patience is the biggest issue. Like, yes, like even I find myself like being impatient. Like, but I think this is the time like we're getting like instant gratifications.
Right.
You know, when I was a child, I had to wait to watch the cartoons till like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
My kids can watch it like on demand, like on, you know, on those.
Everything is accessible now.
So that's the thing. I think we're lacking the patience. Mm. And we have to, and even sometimes, of course, there will be some challenging times. You just have to persevere through it, like get through it, keep working, and believe that is finally it's gonna, you know, fall out the way we wish it to be.
You know, I wanna know about that patience part. Can you tell us like one example of where your patience was tested during this journey?
Oh, this quite often.
Every day.
Yeah, it's like, man, like it's just like sometimes, especially if you are, I'm self-employed, like doing my art.
Yes.
So for example, sometimes, usually I'm impatient with the sales. Sometimes they don't come as quickly as I wish them to be. So yeah, that takes a lot of patience. Sometimes I'm struggling with finishing some details of the painting and then I'm lacking the patience. So it's like all those little things, you know.
Yeah, do you have an experience of like a mental block sometimes when you do art? Because I like, do you have that experience? How do you deal with it? Like, do you have to sleep on it now and then do it to...
There is the great saying, like the inspiration will find you, but it has to find you working.
I see.
So even though, let's say, especially after the traveling, when I get back to my studio, I have those few days of block what I'm gonna do next.
Okay.
Even though I have something pre-planned, but then my motivation, inspiration change, and I'm trying to find some new path. And I just go to the studio and just trying to get myself to work or thinking of trying to find something to do. And then like once you start, you take the first step and the next one, and that's how you get yourself, you know, into movement, into creating something.
Well, you see, that's how you become an artist, because it's not always about failure at the end. It's success at the end of the day, right?
I mean, I think it's all about the failures, but overcoming the failures.
That's true.
Yeah. Overcoming.
I love it. Overcoming the failure.
So it's like, yeah.
Well, that's it. Well, you see, with success, there are a lot of struggles, and we have seen that, and you have experienced
people
that.
Usually, I think they want to. They tend to believe or. Especially on the social media era. You go to the Instagram and everyone is beautiful, rich, and famous. And usually when you start doing something new, like art or any different thing, you don't get gratification. And you usually give up. People usually give up. So you have to get through it.
The gratitude and content.
And contentment. You know, sometimes some people are saying, oh, when I get there, I will be fine. But what's there? It's always something, you know, to reach for. Like.
I know, we're speaking about getting there, right? You are at the moment with us here in Dubai, and we are very, very thankful that you have spent your time with us. Let's talk about Dubai and UAE in general. We know that you are one of the first few people who received the Golden Visa via nomination.
Yes,
well, not everybody knows about the kind of category. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, it's for the people, I believe, which are recognized with some talent.
Which you
and
are.
I think my paintings are
yes,
are one of the proofs. And so I think Emirates are very welcoming those people, and one of them are really thankful. And I think it's helpful because it opens some new opportunities, because I can fly in with my family. I can, if I decide to move in here, I can just do it on the spot without any hassle. And it's a little bit easier to, you know, to do the business. So many opportunities depending what a person is looking for. So.
That's true, that's true. Martin, tell us, why did you choose Dubai among other countries?
Well, because it's growing. It's growing, it's exponentially growing.
Yeah.
Attracts like many interesting people. It's not only the money wise, but also the, I would say, mentality wise. It's about being open-minded to new ideas, yep. to creating things. So it's, especially me as an artist, it's really easy to navigate through all of that.
That's true, yeah. That's true. Your arts, mm-hmm. as you mentioned, they're all around us at mm-hmm. this point. And I want to understand the inspiration that you, mm-hmm. you that you have on your arts. I could see a few you know, the outer space vibe mm-hmm. and all this stuff. What is the inspiration?
Well, I mean, I paint many different styles of painting, but in those, actually, I think everyone likes to look up the sky.
I love, yeah.
They look at the stars.
Yeah.
And like daydream a little bit about them. So I think in these paintings, I wanted to convey a little bit of them. So it's like the Milky Way all around.
Right, yes.
Yes, some you know, some cartoons
and
here
and
there.
Some Disney
yes.
characters too.
Yes.
Pretty
so
amazing.
I think I really like explaining the daydreaming, that, you know, that was the mood for this piece, you know.
And yeah. obviously the mood changes every
time.
Oh,
yes, in the house. Yes. We're just humans, so.
That's true.
Yeah, it just goes like
You as an artist, mm-hmm. obviously you would have, I mean, I would want to ask this, do you have your own collections as well, your collectibles as an artist? Do you have mm-hmm. your own collections of some sort? Because mm-hmm. I want to understand how someone look for an amazing piece of art. Mm-hmm. How do somebody invest into that amazing art? Mm-hmm. Is it through by passion or by price?
Well, I mean, that's the thing, because usually people think through about the investing in art only through the economical, through the monetary
yes,
perspective,
reasons, yeah.
which is important, but also many people don't even realize that if you buy a painting from an artist, you're actually creating, shaping, you know, the culture,
that's
the current
true.
Culture, because you support an artist, he has more resources to create more.
That's amazing, yeah.
So it's like having, like putting your few cents into, you know, creating the culture, plus you're also investing. Look, to create something, this artist has to spend many years finding himself or herself in the journey.
That's
so
true.
It's not only you're not investing about the in the piece of canvas and paint.
Mm-hmm.
It's the whole story of the artist. And I would suggest, because there's many artists like the young ones or even older ones, but with more affordable pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But we should look at
the value,
like how we feel about the painting, not only through the monetary reasons, but how we feel. Because many people don't know it, like the best art collectors on the world, mm-hmm. they've been collecting many paintings and only few of them they skyrocket. That's how they do that. That's how they did it. So if you want to be a successful art collector who makes money of it
yes.
at some point, you should also buy art like you like, from many
mm-hmm.
artists,
mm-hmm.
and luckily one of them will just skyrocket at some point. Because it's hard to predict who's gonna, which of the artists, you know, the price will skyrocket. And sometimes even if they skyrocket, then, you know, at some point they fall. So it's
yeah.
like at the market, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Marcin, you see, mm-hmm. I don't see myself as, I mean, I believe that I am artistic.
Mm-hmm.
The minute I wake up, the minute the clothes that
That's
I wear,
good.
The
mm-hmm.
you know, the choices
yeah.
that I make every day. What can you say to those aspiring artists out there, you know, that they have this vision today and
oh.
they want to be
mm-hmm.
where you are?
First of all, don't worry about people much, because usually that's the number one thing, because we usually tend to think that everyone around us thinks about us or judges
mm-hmm.
us.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry about that. They usually people tend to think about themselves. So
yep.
that's the thing number one. And I think it's good to listen to your inner voice to follow the path, but it's also good to once for a while take a perspective and look at everything from the perspective. Because I've seen some cases that, for example, somebody creates the paintings and the paintings are not really appealing to many people. And we cannot judge the people. Sometimes we have to improve our skills.
That's true.
So it's good to take a perspective and look, you know,
around.
At everything from perspective, not only being judgmental. And also the final thing is the world doesn't owe us anything. We have to go get it. Like we cannot expect that we wake up one morning and suddenly some the biggest galleries in the world, they want represented. No, it just doesn't happen. And I think also very important thing for aspiring artists, gallery may be your friend, mm-hmm. but they're not charity. They want to make money.
That's true.
So look at the, once you finish the painting, get deattached from it,
yeah.
and it's a product to sell from the gallery perspective.
Well, that's very yeah. amazing. Thank you so much, Martin,
thank
for
you
your
so
time.
Much.
We're going to visit you soon, very mm-hmm. soon in Poland in your
please
amazing
do,
studio. Thank mm-hmm. you so much for
thank
for,
you so
for
much.
Having you know the mm-hmm. time to chat with us.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for watching.
Dziękuję.
Dziękuję.